the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I would like to talk to you about winning. Because winning is so blooming important. And I know in schools, they say things like, oh, it's not winning that's important, it's the participation. Well, that may be for some people, but for me, that's bollocks, quite frankly. Winning is what it's about. And it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I want to go out there, I want to perform, I want to win. I don't want to be average like everyone else. Average family, average life, average two holidays a year, average income, average body, average wife. I don't want all that. Do you know what I mean? I want to win at everything that I do. And I'll work and I'll keep working until I win at everything that I do. So financially, we're winning. We're doing all right, you know? Family-wise, we're winning to some extent. We've still got issues with contact with my other two children. And we've been trying to win that game for 8 years. I've spent an awful lot of money, spent an awful lot of time. I've flown 200,000 miles just to see my kids in the last 4 years. And that would appear to count for nothing. But anyway, we're still working on that. We are winning recently in the way that we manage our body, in that we're on a calorie-controlled diet, the weight's coming off, the waist is getting less, the muscle's coming on. And we're working out every day. We're doing cardio, 20, 30 minutes, skipping, boxing, running. And then we're lifting weights. We're doing pull-ups and chin-ups and dips and bench presses. So every area that we try and focus on, like relationships, you know, we're winning in the area of relationships. You know, the relationship with my wife is amazing. So we're winning in all these different areas. But you see, winning is a habit. And I want you to understand what this means. Winning is a habit. So if you get into the habit of losing all the time, guess what you think's going to happen next? You're going to think that you're going to lose the next time, right? So what we want to do is, if, and let's just pretend for 1 second that that's 100% correct. Winning is a habit. We want to get into the routine of wins. Now, these don't have to be, I made £1 million last year, I met the love of my life, I got a better body than Brad Pitt or Arnold Schwarzenegger, or think of a woman who's Emily Skye, if you know Emily Skye. So it's not about being the best on the planet. It's just about not being average, okay? And the way to not be average is you've got to get your wins in. So let's talk about the sort of wins that I'm referring to. Okay, now, it depends where you are. Everything is relative, okay? So, for example, if I'm doing £2 million a year in income, right, then for the other person that's doing, I don't know, £20,000 a year in income, they might be like, wow, £2 million's amazing. I wish I could get there. But it's too big for them. They can't go from 20 grand to 2 million. Just as, you know, if I'm on 2 million, which I'm not, by the way, in case you wondered, for the tax man listening, so I'm not on the 2 million, but if I was on 2 million, I might be going, right, 20 million, I might be going, wow, that's too big. Okay, so it has to be relative. Now, the guy on 20,000 is going, wow, 2 million to 20 million, that's amazing. The guy on 200 million, by the way, is going, 20 million? I couldn't cope with that, that's too small. How can I go to 2 billion? Right, so everything is relative. So look, it depends where you're starting from, and it also depends on your state of mind. Because if your state of mind is so low, and I mean, you know, I meet lots and lots of people, I speak to lots of people. Let's face it, we all, unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, right? Life has been freaking hard, right? We've had to work for everything that we've got to up to now. Nothing has been given to us. Certainly nothing was given to me. I didn't come from a necessarily, you know, a poor family in terms of living from penny to penny sort of thing. But, you know, we're a working class family. Everything, my wealth certainly wasn't handed down. My wealth has come from, as well as having a foundation of going to school and getting educated and, you know, not being murdered on the way home and getting stabbed and that kind of thing, like it is in some inner city schools, you know. Although I got bullied a lot and I did get beat up and that kind of thing. That's one of the reasons why I'm so motivated now. But I didn't come from that background. But, you know, those millions of pounds of property that we own, that wasn't handed down. We had to work every single day for that. And we were surviving on as I say, I was surviving on spuds and beans for a month. Because, you know, I couldn't afford to pay my bills. That's where we came from. So it's about having that baseline. So if you're at that level and you're just starting out, you want to get into the habit of winning. Like, let me give you an example of a winning habit, okay? So let's say that you want to lose some weight. And let's say you're 20 stone and you're 5'7", which is really big and it's obese, and you're likely to be ill because of it, okay? So if that is you, just getting out of bed and going for a 2-minute walk is a win, right? But if you're Usain Bolt, then your next win is the Olympics. Do you see what I mean by it being relative to who you are and where you are? Now, no one can tell you, 2-minute walk, that's nothing. I can walk for 4 minutes. It's one load of rubbish. Running for 20 minutes, that's nothing. I can run for 30 minutes. Then the next person comes along, running for 30 minutes, I ran a marathon today. It makes no difference, right? The only thing that makes a difference is you and where it is relative to you. The only person you've got to be in this life, right? I mean, I've started off talking about being average and being better than the average person. I'm not better than the average person. I'm better than the average me. Let that sink in for a second. I am better than the average me. I could have settled and been like the average me. I didn't want that. I didn't want to settle for that. So I put the work in various areas of my life. Has it been hard? Yep. Have we made complete, utter shambles of it? Oh my gosh. Completely. Do we continually make errors of judgment? Yup. Financially, relationships, health, everything, right? We're still screwing it up. But we learn from those screw-ups and we try and improve it every single day, okay? But it doesn't matter where you start from. You've got to go and go, okay, in the last 7 days, I've ran nothing. So let me run 5 minutes next week. Brilliant. Next week comes, you run your 5 minutes. The following week, you get to 10 minutes. The following week, you get to 20 minutes. The following week, you're up to 40 minutes, right? Now you're running 40 minutes a week. Might be 5 minutes every day. It doesn't matter. Those 5 minutes every day go from 5 minutes to 10 minutes. So now you're doubling the amount of energy that you're putting out there. Do you think you're going to start getting some results and start seeing some changes? Absolutely. So you've got to get into the habit of setting small, manageable, bite-sized, chunked down goals that you can achieve. So for example, if you're in business and you're going to start a podcast, your number one goal is to record your first podcast, and you could give yourself 2 months for that. And you might be like, wow, 2 months is a really long time, but you've never done one. For the last 20 years, you've not bothered. And bear in mind, you could have bothered. You know, in the last 20 years, you could have had a podcast, even though before iTunes came along, which we must be coming up to we're coming up to maybe 15 years for iPhones and that sort of thing. But even before then, you could have recorded stuff and put it out on a CD for people to listen to in the cars and sent through the post. You know, that was a business model back in the day. So it doesn't matter where you're starting from. The key is that you start, but you've got to start getting into habits. So I'm not a fan of the single sheet of paper with stuff written on it, but here I am with a single sheet of paper with stuff written on it. And one by one, we've been crossing that out. Now, that's not my normal time management strategy. I'm not that busy right now. I can cope with, I've got 6 items on here. Some have got some subsections, but I've got 6 items on it. I can cope with it, and we're crossing them off, and we're getting through them every day, okay? But when you get really busy, there's another time management, which we teach our members in the Income Accelerator coaching program that we do, which, by the way, is a monthly coaching program for not a lot of money, 4 coaching calls every month. Come and take a look. It's on the website. But if I go through this list and I'm crossing stuff off, I'm getting into the habit of crossing stuff off. I'm getting into the habit of completing the work that I've set myself. Now, you know what? That is 50% of success right there. If you just do what you say you're going to do, I guarantee you'll be far more successful than the previous you, you know, the average of you. So once you start getting into, taking action and crossing it off, then what you'll find is that the actions that you're starting to take are becoming bigger, more pronounced, more important, more powerful. And as you're crossing them off, guess what? You're going to get bigger, more pronounced and more powerful results. Winning is a habit. If you've not been to the gym in 3 months, turn it into a habit. Even if you just go to the gym and you sit in the change room for an hour, literally, I've talked about this on previous podcasts, sit in a change room for an hour, you'll soon end up just going into the gym, right? But get it into a habit. Go to a certain place at a certain time and do the work that needs to be done. So, for example, for my gym work, we've got a gym downstairs in the basement, and all our videos, by the way, we're up to day 19 today, all our videos are on YouTube, so you can actually go watch me work out. So they're not really long, we edit them to shorten them down, but they're quite inspirational because you're like, oh my gosh, if that fat dad can go do that, then maybe I can go do that. And I use fat dad on purpose because that's what I felt like. I definitely, you know, 18, 19 days into it, we've already lost weight, we've lost some inches off the tummy, arms and shoulders are getting bigger, we've got a boxing bag, we're skipping, we're running, we're lifting weights, we're doing pull-ups and chin-ups. It's really cool, right? I'm really enjoying it. And we've got a podcast about it, actually, on the next one. But we're getting our little wins. And from our little wins, we're turning them into bigger wins. And because winning is becoming a habit, we're getting used to doing it. It's not like this really abnormal thing that we've just gone and done. You know, if you're running once a year for 30 minutes, that's really abnormal, right? That's not, it's not in your realm of reality on a normal day. So that's why it's hard. But when you get up every single day and you go for a 20-minute run, that 20-minute run feels like a 2-minute walk to the toilet, for God's sake. Probably not the best analogy there, but it's a 2-minute walk because you're just so used to it. If you closing clients turns into a habit, guess what you're going to do more of? You're going to close more clients. If you're creating podcasts, guess what you're going to end up doing? You know, as long as it becomes routine, you're going to start creating more and more podcasts. Like, we're up to 150 podcasts in 2 years. That's more than one a week. That's phenomenal, right? Like, but when we get out of habit of doing it, it becomes harder and harder. Therefore, you've got to get into the habit of winning. And winning doesn't have to be this big, grandiose thing. Put your underpants on before you put your trousers on. For some people, that's the best win they're going to get that day, right? Brilliant. Then let's try and get your socks on before your shoes, shall we? Awesome. Now let's try and get you out the door. I don't care what it is, where you are, it's irrelevant. It could be, I've bought one Lamborghini, now I need to buy another Lamborghini. Not that anybody needs to buy a Lamborghini. Maybe you do, I don't know. But you've got to start getting into the habit. And as you start getting into the habit of winning, your wins will get bigger, your action plans will get bigger, and your results will get bigger. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Good little podcast on winning being a habit there. If you've got any questions, just pop them in the box. Come and talk to me. Find me on Facebook. Come and join our coaching group. We'd love to hear from you. My name's Dan Latter. I'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.